This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. newspaper reported Wednesday former U.S. President Donald Trump's company and its chief financial officer are expected to be charged on Thursday with tax-related crimes, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing people familiar with the matter. Trump earlier called prosecutors biased and said in a statement Monday his company's actions were, quote, in no way a crime. An indictment could imperil the Trump Organization by causing banks and business partners to stop doing business with it. The company would likely be fined and incur other penalties if found guilty. An announcement of charges could also increase pressure on CFO Alan Weisselberger to cooperate with prosecutors, which he has resisted. Hong Kong's national security law has created a, quote, human rights emergency, Amnesty International said Wednesday, a year after China imposed it on the city to crush a pro-democracy movement. The legislation, which criminalizes anything authorities deem subversion, secession, collusion with foreign forces, and terrorism with up to life in prison, has radically transformed Hong Kong's political and legal landscape. Amnesty Asia Pacific Regional Director said, quote, in 1 year, the national security law has put Hong Kong on a rapid path to becoming a police state and created a human rights emergency for the people living there. Beijing insists the legislation was required to restore stability after huge and sometimes violent pro-democracy demonstrations in 2019, but promised it would target only an extreme minority. But police and prosecutors have since applied the law broadly, with the vast majority of charges targeting political speech, reneging on China's assurances that Hong Kong would be allowed to maintain its key liberties and autonomy after the 1997 handover from Britain. This is VOA News. A Russian court Wednesday sentenced two members of the Jehovah's Witnesses to 7 and 8 years in prison, the U.S.-based religious movement said, accusing Moscow of setting, quote, a new record for cruelty. Moscow outlawed the Jehovah's Witnesses in 2017, labeling it as an extremist organization, and nearly 60 people are currently either serving prison terms or in detention. It comes after, in February, Russia saw the first two jail sentences in the country's crackdown on the faith. Although President Vladimir Putin said in 2018 that Jehovah's Witnesses should not be considered terrorists, Moscow has continued bringing legal action against the members. More bodies were discovered overnight in the rubble of a collapsed apartment building in Florida, rescuers said Wednesday, as the search for the nearly 150 people unaccounted for enters its seventh day. While the official death toll is only 12 after most of the building in the Miami area town of Surfside suddenly pancaked early last Thursday, hopes are dwindling that the hundreds of rescuers combing the oceanfront site will find anyone alive. The head of an Israeli military unit that specializes in search and rescue operation told CNN Wednesday his team has found more bodies, but added that no new death toll would be disclosed until next of kin were notified. He said hopes of finding survivors so long after the collapse were, quote, very, very minor and that they must be realistic. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will on Thursday visit the site with First Lady Jill Biden. They plan to ensure state and local officials have everything they need for the rescue effort and meet with families of the victims. The last German and Italian troops returned home from Afghanistan to low-key receptions on Wednesday, nearly 20 years after the first soldiers were deployed. Their withdrawal came after many other European allies pulled out their troops without much ceremony in recent days and weeks, bringing the Western mission in Afghanistan close to an end as the United States' own withdrawal looms. While announcements from several countries show that the majority of European troops have now left, there was no update from NATO on how many nations still have troops in its Resolute Support mission. Germany publicly announced the end of its nearly 20-year deployment in a statement and a series of tweets from the defense minister late Tuesday evening, shortly after the last plane carrying its troops had left Afghan airspace. Three transport aircraft landed in an airbase in northern Germany on Wednesday afternoon. Troops in masks lined up on the tarmac for a brief ceremony, but the military dispensed with a bigger reception because of the coronavirus pandemic. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.